You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, May 28th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho.
Thursday, man. Thursday.
That's right.
It's like it just
one
keeps
step
getting like
closer.
Some random facts for you today.
All right.
The very first cell phone call was placed on April 3rd, 1973.
What?
Wow. It happened when one of the engineers at Motorola who built the phone walked out onto the street and called a competitor at AT&T to brag. The X in Merry Xmas is actually the Greek letter Chi, which is an abbreviation for Christ.
Oh.
In Greek. So the X is actually religious.
Huh.
Merry Xmas.
Huh.
Huh. The internet database, movie database, I should say, IMDb originally started in 1990 with a group of guys trying to make a list of the actresses with the best eyes. And
jeez.
It just grew from there. I'm pretty sure there was best other things, too, that weren't in there. By the way, speaking of Greek, there is no word for blue in ancient Greek. And I bring that up because, you know, eyes, blue eyes, pretty common.
Huh. Anyway. No word for blue.
No word for bleh. So there you go. Some random facts for today. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli are disappointed.
Oh, no. What can they be disappointed about now?
They're disappointed they won't be sentenced until August.
These people are just like us. They are just like us. Are they not?
Oh,
I mean, the privilege. The privilege is like, give me a break, you guys.
Apparently, our long national nightmare is not any closer to ending just yet.
No.
As a refresher,
of course,
both Lori and Massimo, they pled guilty to their acts in the college scandal about damn time, and agreed to fines and jail time in exchange for their pleas.
Yep, judge.
Still not approved by the judge.
Wow.
Well, it looks like it's going to take even more time to get sentenced because the couple, Miss Lori and Mr. Massimo, they were hoping to get this over sooner rather than later and put it all behind them.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you should have pled guilty in the first place.
Right?
And we would have all been able to put this behind us a long time ago.
Like, they're the last ones, aren't they? Like, you know, Felicity Huffman, she already did her time.
She's done.
She's exonerated. Well, I don't know if she's exonerated. It's on her record. But
yeah,
at least she's paid her debt to society.
She's done. She's out of the spotlight.
And probably not going to ever work again in the spotlight. I'm just saying.
Maybe not.
Now, this may be their last chance at spotlighting anyway. Is that a word? Is that I caution myself for saying something like spotlighting because that might be something nasty in social media.
Oh,
I don't
goodness.
Know.
Who knows anymore?
I know. I can't keep track. Social media expert to come in here and tell us what FML stands for. I know what FML stands for.
Well, every time we say a sentence, we need to have someone standing over the corner going, I can say,
Google it.
I'm going to go to the kitchen, and Lord knows I probably mean something to you.
Yeah, probably so.
And then I'll get called all sorts of things.
Well, it's terrible. It's
our
ridiculous. Age. We're a little older. And so we don't know anything.
Yes.
I think that's, you know what? It didn't used to be that way. It used to be when you got older, you were wiser. People respected you. Your kids looked up to you. They said, Mom and Dad, they've gramps and granny. They've been through it. We are to respect them and honor them. No, we're just idiots because we don't know anything.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get off my soapbox. I do know this.
What's up?
You don't try and purport that your kids are rowing athletes to get them into USC. That's not a good thing. We've learned that lesson, haven't we? Yeah, won't be doing that.
Between the two of them, it's going to be $400,000.
They spent $500,000 just on the crime itself. So what I don't understand is, like Massimo's getting more time than Lori.
He will be
right.
He will be in fashionable prison orange for 5 months.
And how much time is she getting?
2 months.
See, now what's the deal there? Was it?
I don't know.
How do they prove? Do the lawyers go like, you know, Massimo, you're going to plead guilty and say this was
he
all
had
your
two
idea?
Charges.
Oh, is that what it was?
She had one charge.
Oh, And I'm wondering if they're going to serve their start their sentence at the same time.
So, do we want to do a do you want the envelopes on the refrigerator and
as to say what?
How long they're actually going to serve? Do you? I mean,
well,
do
you know
think...
what I read? I read that maybe there's some consideration being given because of the COVID.
So, I mean, do we think that Lori Loughlin will even serve?
Oh no,
weeks?
She'll serve a month. I bet she serves.
You think
a month.
So?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, might be house arrest. Because you know,
which
in California,
is no different than what
no, in California, they're letting all the convicts out. The inmates are out that aren't murderers and
cops
rapists.
Are busy rearresting all the ones who got out.
Yes, yeah, it's ridiculous. Anyway, enough.
But she's been home all this time, so house arrest is nothing different.
It is different because she's actually been able to go to the store. When you're on house arrest, you can't leave the house. Period.
Well, that's true.
Period. They put a little bracelet on your ankle, and you're stuck.
But she's still comfortable sleeping in her own bed.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, so tomorrow night is Haircut Night in America on CBS.
Oh, my. We talked about this, didn't we?
We did.
Oh my God.
We originally talked about that we've got nothing TV show being produced to fill CBS's schedule.
There are no shows, no.
It's going to be hosted by Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romaine.
Yeah.
Of Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
Not anymore. O'Connell.
Not for a long time.
Not for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, she had Jerry's babies. Come on now.
If I didn't already not want to watch it.
Do we have another reason not to watch?
Absolutely.
What is that reason?
It's going to have Lindsay Lohan attempting to cut her own hair.
Are you kidding me? Why did we not know this last week when we heard about this?
So therefore.
That's the special guest, exclusive.
I
sneak preview.
Not only
oh
have
my
it,
God.
I not only had it penciled in the no line, the no list, now it's in ink. I've inked it. No.
You don't want to watch Lindsay Lohan cut her own damn hair? I think that would be hilarious.
Is this what we've come to?
Does she even live in America? I thought she was in Greece.
Is this what we've come to as a society?
Oh, no. We could get way worse than this. Way lower. But we're on our way. We're right on our way.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Kelly Osbourne and Lindsey Vonn are also on, as well as others, and I could just care less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would care more if Halle Berry was cutting her own hair.
Well, I'm sure.
And if
would.
She was wearing the bikini from James Bond. That would be worth watching. I'd be there front and center.
You'd be watching if she was wearing a paper bag.
If she walked out of that. The surf and that bikini. She's got the scabbard on her hip.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Heist.
Swinging back and forth.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Heist.
And now she's coming over and she's going to trim a hair with that knife she's got on her hip.
Oh, help us.
All right, well, we got to do a bit. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolities. Indeed, have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could really care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.